Luke Skywalker is the worst.
If you think
he is kind of a whiny, he's very whiny.
I was gonna go get power converters today. You're not my father.
You want to go into laugh track?
You need to go into laugh track, Bobby.
Anyhow,
eat this.
No! Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hours.
It's good.
Und gut für you.
My name's Justice, and this is a radio show.
It's real for fun for everyone you're listening to. Outlaw Orlando, the Humble Happy Hour, the most unique radio show of its kind. Heard every Tuesday, 91.5 FM, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com, with the free TuneIn Radio app. If you download TuneIn Radio, search WPRK, listen to the best in basement radio, but mainly our show, anytime you want to. This is episode number 368. I'm your host, Justice, and with the cast and crew and one late pretentious hipster, we are going to be bringing you a nice little show. We have some people returning from the past. Let's go around and real quick and give all that information you need to get a hold of us. Give the show a call, 407-646-2915, if you want to.
Come on, Irish accent.
You can also follow us on Twitter. You can also follow us on Twitter. At Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter. At Gay Radio Show. And if you want to look up Instagram or Twitter or anything like that, it's all at Gay Radio Show. And you can see pictures and things and things that I did this weekend. This weekend was a fun weekend. If you want to see pictures and Grindr chats from the Donald J. Trump rally at UCF here in Orlando, Florida.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
There was a Grindr chat? Like during the rally?
Listen, my Grindr was blowing up at the Donald Trump rally.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, there's pictures of the Grindr chats. Bobby, go take out your phone and go to Instagram. You can see them on Instagram at Gay Radio Show.
I don't have Instagram.
Okay, well, you can see them on Twitter at Gay Radio Show. Or John can show you on his phone. But anyway, this is our show. This is great. John's over there, the super fan. How you doing, sir?
Great. How are you doing?
Thanks
today?
For coming. Hey, I need you to scoot over a little bit here because remember how far we are from this podcast, Mike? I want to make sure you're not cut out there. And then Alex, the hipster, is going to be showing up in a little bit. And, you know, I was actually kind of excited for Alex to meet our very special guest. But, you know, he had to be late, even though I warned him not to be late of today, of all shows. And we've got a very special guest from the radio show's past. He's a bigger-than-life personality. He's a writer. He's a playwright. He's a bartender at the world-famous Parliament House. And he is one of the—he's like one of the emeritus show members of this episode of the radio show in general. And this is Bobby.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Flattery will get you everywhere.
It's been a while since we had you on. Like five years or something.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, six. It's been six.
Six?
If you've been on the show for 7 years, then it's been six.
The show turned seven in May. You and Rob kind of came onto the show kind of together-ish, you know, but that was after the cancellation. So that was like, you know, fall 2010. This is great for our listeners who have no idea of the context of what we're talking about. But basically...
You're welcome.
Bobby was one of the personalities that was on the show in its beginning forming years, you know? Like, there was a co-host named Johnny Tsunami who kind of didn't really want to do radio at all. He kind of just kind of begrudgingly showed up. And then Rob somehow conned him into being on board, one of the most talented men in Orlando. And then Bobby, the homosexual. We called you Bobby the homosexual.
Yeah, well, because I was the gayest person in Orlando.
Because it wasn't painfully obvious at the time.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And then Bobby came on, and Bobby was always known for being, you know, he had story time with Bob. It was his segment. Bobby would review movies and books and things from Redbox and just share his outlook on the world. And it was an amazing, beautiful thing. But Bobby and I, we've come to find it. Bobby and I are like oil and water. We are just very different people, even more different back then. And a lot of times we would have shows where, you know, there would be maybe differences of opinion. And instead of, you know...
Oh, is that what we're calling it?
Instead of, you know, actually, like, figuring out the right way to do entertaining radio, you know, maybe leave things on the show or to realize the right way to be entertaining, but what lines to cross. And you have to remember, I was gay baby Justice, you know, just out of the closet, like, 2 years, new to Orlando, had never been the host before. A lot of anger issues in my past. We've identified that. You know, getting cancer and, you know, going through that type of crap and sharing it with the world, that does a lot for your self-inventory when it comes to assessing how you're going to be the person you want to be in life. You know, so in that regard, if I ever need to... I'll just say it. I apologize for the way that I ruined things because I loved having you on the show. And at the time, I know now we're like, it's easy to shrug our shoulders, but you know, I regret that because losing the friendship and the interaction with you in the air was something that did hit me hard. And it was completely my fault. I was the victim of my own demise, and I don't blame you. So I'm glad we have you back. For today, at least.
Thank you. You're making me have feelings, but I really appreciate what you're saying.
Oil needs its water.
Yeah, we're really glad you came back from Jacksonville. That's what Rob said to say.
I will say that I have gone back and listened to our shows back when I was on it, and one thing that always amuses me is that I laugh in the exact same spot that I laughed on the air. Like, if there was a joke, I would start laughing, and all I would hear was just me laughing.
Yeah, hold on 1 minute. Hey, Man Bun.
Hi.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
Okay, get on the mic.
I am on the mic.
Okay, get your headphones. Get your news stories.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a septum.
What are those?
Oh, no, those are yours. Those are good ones.
It's just on the side.
Everyone's waiting for Alex.
Come on, eyelashes.
No, it's
aren't they beautiful?
Good. Yeah, you've got great eyelashes.
Oh my gosh, thanks so much.
Yeah. We picked this one up like 4 days after he turned 18 and graduated high school, and yeah, he won't go away.
I wasn't expecting him to be brown, so I'm pleasantly surprised.
You know what? You'll see a lot of that in my life now. Because Bobby was only there when it was like the Twink Slayer stage, but
now it's like we're in trans Latino.
I'm trans Latino.
Post-cancer morality.
Cancer, I'll do it too, yeah.
Oh my god! Post-cancer morality!
That's gotta be the funniest thing you've ever said on
that's the winner! That's the winner!
So, I'm here, guys.
Yeah, come on, catchphrase.
Okay, Alex, this is Bobby.
Hi, nice to meet you, Bobby.
Bobby, this is Alex.
Hey, we're from two different eras.
This is old school, this is new school. But, you know, so it's always was fun. Bob, if you ever listen back to any of the best, you know what, I'll post them this week. I'll repost the best of clips. To me, the best moment that showed how different we were as people, but also brought out the comedy, was the like 4 week commentary on the controversial AIDS pig.
Oh god, oh, yeah, I can't.
Well, no,
I just can't.
For those who don't know, every year we try, well, except for last year because of cancer, but every year, other than that, I either make like a really vulgar video, and if you donate money to the AIDS Walk team, I'll send it to you. So all these thirsty old men would be like, let me see your J.O. video, and be like, all right, donate $50. And that happened. Or I'd dress up in drag as Grandma Justice. And so the first year we did it, we came up with this piggy bank.
There's no we.
I did. I came up with the idea for AIDS Pig. To say, hey, let me carry this piggy bank around and shove your donation into the AIDS pig. Just shove it in there, you dirty little pig. And unfortunately, that was not received well by certain members of the show.
Not the first year, but I believe the second year you actually made quite a sum of money in donations.
Yes, we did.
Which served to irritate me further.
Well, and last year when Addison Taylor was in the show, I decided to take it a step further, and we made different AIDS pigs of different ethnicities.
Oh my god!
And you could choose if you wanted to shove your donation into like the black AIDS pig or the white AIDS pig or like the dirty AIDS pig or the Asian AIDS pig made like 49 cents. There wasn't...
You make my soul hurt.
Not enough donations from white daddies to the Asian pig.
Well, yeah. It's because it's the East Coast. If it was the West Coast, that would have the most.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, so I'm trans Latino now, Bobby, because I aside from being, you know, labeled a twink slayer, I don't know where that came from. I'm trying to fight these stigmas, these stereotypes. I'm also the...
Well, don't be it. Don't be the example of
I'm, that, I'm the La Chupacabra that, killer, you know. Just
That I, came because it was so... ridiculously easy for you to pick up these twinks, and Rob and I were just consistently baffled, like, because you'd be like, oh yeah, like I had 5 people yesterday, and we're like, what? And like, you would literally just walk into the club and just start talking to someone, and then it would be done, and like, we would look at each other like, what is that, what's happening right now?
And this was all before Grindr. This was like kind of pre, because I didn't get on Grindr until way late in life.
You were on Adam for Adam then.
Yeah, you know what, now, you know, that's like a real social thing now. Someone's like, I'm on Adam for Adam but not Grindr. I kind of judge them because I'm thinking, I was like, oh, you don't have a smartphone but you have some crappy home computer. Like you're you're actually locking yourself in your house to stay online. Like, at least I can go around and live my life and, like, try to creep on dudes as I'm doing crap on my smartphone. But if you're, like, you're sitting there plugged in at home, it's like, oh, you have a landline phone?
Yeah. You're not dressed right now.
Dial up.
I know that.
You know what I've realized, though? As I age, and Bobby gave me a very nice compliment on the gray hair. You've seen me at the bars, and we've been here, so you saw me.
It's dark, so I didn't notice the gray beforehand.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it happens as you get older, and like I said, it changed after chemo. But as what I've realized is, as you age, I do not regret the fact. Okay, here's my advice to the world. When you're young and you're able to, whether it's opportunity or whether it's game or whether it's your own personal swagger, hook up with as many guys as you can.
Oh,
go out of the way to do it, just because one of these days you might get tired, you may not want to. You have past experiences to live on. One of these days you may not have the same skill set. Don't live your life with regret. And if worse comes to worse, you could, if you have a lot of people that you slept with in your past, you got a lot of people that might come back for repeat business. So you don't gotta try so hard as you get older.
Okay, so, like, there was a 60-year-old dude at the Parliament House, and he didn't have Grindr, and, like, our server for the theater was like, oh, no, you should totally download Grindr, and, like, stuck him with his picture and stuff like that. He showed me all of his unread messages. One, in, like, 2 hours, he had, like, 60 messages. The daddy trade that he was getting, like, these guys were so hot. And I was just like,
I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
No, you're just not 60 yet.
No, you're not the daddy yet.
Yeah. I was like, I cannot wait to be 60.
Right?
Like, I'm going to have
so
much fun.
There's a reason I started admitting my real age, is because I realized I could... I used to think that if I didn't, I wouldn't get what I wanted. But then I realized, you know what? I don't have to try that hard at all. Like, I haven't worked out in a month. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Wow.
This is why people get fat.
My workout is sleeping. I like to take long naps.
Well, and then the other thing, too, is, you know, if you ever want to try and go back and creep on someone you've, you know, hooked up with before, here's a great line. This is tips, dating advice from Justice. You can go to someone and say, hey, listen, you don't want to be a whore and sleep with a lot of different people. If you hook up with me again, it doesn't increase your overall number. I'm still just a repeat. Your number stays the same if we have sex.
I have that's no problem totally being valid, a whore. And I'm honestly looking for that person in my life.
Yay! It worked. If it works, Alex is my litmus test. If it would work, if it would work on Alex, then we're a go.
Oh my gosh. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not representative of a demographic either.
No, you are. You're aww, your own demographic.
Aww.
With your little knitted top.
I wasn't sure how this interaction would go, but I'm loving it right now. Are you having a fun time so far? You're doing good.
No, I'm good.
Okay, because I knew for a while you wanted to, we talked about coming back on, but you had also been like, well, maybe if Addison or Rob is, and I would have loved that, but I know that Rob's busy and Addison is off doing the things that Addison does. So, so I'm really glad that you got to come in here. You know, Bobby, did we do the three things that Justice learned this week back in the day?
I think that you started that towards the end of my reign.
Okay, well, let's go into the three things learned this week.
I'm back for my crown.
Right. Three things you
learned this week. One, two, three. Not one, or two, or four, or five. It's the three things you learned this week.
You know, I love your outfit today. It's like when you have tea time at 3, but you have to go to the radio show at 4.
Yeah, no, I look like I'm someone's dad. It's fine.
I know that. And you gotta pick up the kids at 5.
And you dare accuse me of being soccer dad back in the day.
No,
you're giving me soccer dad realness.
Oh, no, I know. Because this is actually a sport
Alex,
talk.
Get on your microphone. You're not hearing how low you are. Look how high. Put it in your mouth. Bro.
Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
Put it. Come.
Alex, put it down.
Yeah. No. Just.
Oh.
Open it up.
Yeah.
That's what you meant.
Yeah. Like I know you're not gonna sit up straight and have proper posture to actually reach your microphone. So just lower the microphone.
Oh, kids okay. These
bring
days.
It. I didn't think
what's,
it was
what
that far
hell's
away.
Wrong with these kids these days?
I was taught proper posture.
Lower your microphone. Well, you know, if there was a video we posted on Facebook, you know, we finished Sologica last week, the 6th annual Out Loud Orlando Logo Over Your Junk contest, and our winner was Sumner with the best, like, artistic naked clown Dio de los Muertos makeup with a fog machine and like a single red balloon in the background. He is very hot. But anyway, he came over to collect his prize money and we videotaped that.
Yeah.
Did you see the video?
Yes.
Describe the video.
He was picking up that money like a dirty little whore.
I threw the money in his face. I said, here's your money. Threw the money in his face.
Like a stripper.
Yeah, and then he had to pick it up.
As I said, dirty things. Oh, but there are so many conspiracy theorists that like listen to this show or that pay attention on Facebook. They notice stuff that I didn't even notice. They notice noticed that when I panned the camera down, I was in my own home barefoot. So all of a sudden, then mysteries were abounding as to, you know, what Sumner actually did for the money and why was I not wearing shoes. And I really was trying to say, you know, that there's absolutely nothing that happened. He came over, I threw the money in his face, I videotaped it, I talked dirty.
So awful.
And we stopped.
So awful. A night with justice.
Yeah.
One night.
No, he doesn't normally pay them. That would have been the difference.
You know, I'm trying to think, because someone asked me that yesterday. I know I've been paid once. This was a long time ago. It was for something so mean. It was more of like I was bored, and I was like, okay, I'll do that for $100. But I've never paid for it. And I've paid, like, emotionally for it. Like, I've invited people to, like, live with me and ended up, like, covering more than my fair share of meals for, like, extended. So
no, I was, stop. That's not interesting. What did you do for $100?
Oh, dude, it was just, that's, it was when I first moved. Well,
oh.
But really? It was one of those things where it was like, we both thought the other one was a cop, so it was really awkward for like a half hour. I was like, well, so what do you want? I was like, so what do you want? Well, I don't know. Why don't you tell me what you want? Well, maybe you tell me what you want. So then what finally.
That's
so
when hand gestures come into play.
So finally that happened, and that was kind of like the first time I realized that if I ever want to get out of a situation, like if I want like the situation to be done so I can like exit the room, I really learned that if I'm disciplined enough and just close my eyes and concentrate hard enough, I can kind of will that to happen. Cause I just was like, all right, this is not fun anymore. I would like to leave. We need to go ahead and, you know, draw the curtain on this ordeal. I cannot believe we're talking about this on the air.
I just tell them that I'm not going to do it. I'm like, listen, I'm not into this anymore. Like,
who's learning?
You can go
home
now.
You can give me 50 instead.
Well, what else I learned this week was if you go onto, like I said, our Instagram page, our Twitter page, and you ever feel like whenever I post things, I'm kind of like, God, I hope this goes viral. I'd love it if everyone would share or tag some of the pictures and the commentary and the Grindr chat screenshots from this weekend at the Donald Trump rally. Now, before go crazy and screaming about, you know, okay, I'm not saying I do or don't support a candidate. My idea is this. If a rally, if a political candidate, it's the center of the American landscape right now. I thought from an entertainment observational perspective, I wanted to go see Trump. Bernie Sanders is going to be here. Oh, it's 4:20. Time to take your Truvada.
Oh my gosh. So you're really like, this is going to be a weekly thing.
When my phone alarm goes off at 4:20, I take my Truvada. It's prep. Talk to your doctor and look into prep. See if it's a good way for you to protect yourself. But anyway, so Bernie Sanders is going to be here in town on Thursday.
Your Truvada.
But you didn't.
You're like just totally misappropriating what 4:20 is about.
Oh no, he's
like,
just
and I approve of it. Like, you know, because you're trying to help people. But no, girl, it's time to get high.
Oops. Bobby, I will say this. Bobby is about 60% of the reason this station got a dump button back in 2009. I realized that there's some things you can't contain, and I finally was like, listen, y'all need to invest in a dump button. I'm just saying, like, you need to do it because my co-host is amazing, and I can't control the fury that just comes out when he opens his mouth. Anyway, so Bernie Sanders is going to be in Kissimmee on Thursday. I'm going to go check out, you know, if Cruz or Rubio stand it, I check out that. I'll check out a Hillary when she comes. I think I'm going to try and do the Bernie because he may not be in it too much longer. But I went there in my clever disguise, and I went there to observe and kind of see what the situation was. I had to take notes the whole time. I ended up sitting about 7 rows behind Donald Trump, off center, waited in a line that went from the CFE, the UCF arena, all the way down past housing back. So when you first got there, I was a little bit overwhelmed by the sheer number of people waiting to get in. And I will say this, it got a little uncomfortable halfway through, but was more overwhelming was the sheer number of people that were there. You thought maybe a couple thousand. There were tens of thousands there were so many people there. It was packed. Wow. And that's not what I was expecting, especially for, you know, the Donald J. Trump. The Donald J. Trump rally. Let's see. There are more supporters than protesters. There's 2 people of me speaking Chinese behind line. It's like a carnival. When you get there, everyone is, my clever disguise was my Clark Kent glasses and my ball cap with the bill pulled down. Because in a way, honestly, I felt a little embarrassed to be there. Like, I didn't really want to run into anyone that I knew. Like, when we walked by the protesters, I was kind of like, please let there not be some cute guy I'm talking to there who's like, Justice? I'm like, hi, how's it going? Like, I was doing that. So when we got to the part we have to walk in past the Secret Service and the metal detectors and the metal detective, Bobby, you're looking at the picture of the clever disguise?
No, the person who was... dressed as a wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're not there yet, though. Wait for it.
Atta girl.
It's telling a story.
Stop putting me in my place. God.
I almost didn't get in because I had my little bag with me. You weren't supposed to have bags. And I had my laptop and I had the snowball microphone. And so Orange County Sheriff came over and like pulled me to the side and they started taking apart the microphone. They weren't going to let me in. They thought I was like, you can x-ray it. I was like, no, they thought I was going to, they said, you might throw it at them. I was like, I'm not going to throw anything. I was like, I'm not going to throw my $250 snowball mic at Donald Trump of all people.
I'm Clark Kent. I am not going to throw my microphone at Donald Trump.
Right. What? And so then they had all these people. It was very xenophobic.
Oh, because you were in disguise. Okay.
The main theme there was, you know, the main theme there was they took our jobs, bringing jobs
they
back.
Took our jobs.
At one point, I got bored, so I took to Grindr because I really just said, you know what? I'm more in this like kick of let me do things I've never done before. And if you had to put on your list, hooked up in the bathroom at a Donald Trump rally. That hasn't been checked. Well, I mean, allegedly, but that had not been checked off of my list as of Saturday. So I went on Grindr, we posted some of those conversations, found like 3 or 4 dudes that were like, hey, I'm at the Trump rally too. Hey, what are you doing? What are you into? Well, what floor are you on? Well, hey, come check out this bathroom. I was like, so you got to meet some cool, like-minded people at the Donald Trump rally.
Are they cute? Like or not?
I literally cannot right now. Like, what?
They kept playing the same 2 songs over and over again on repeat. All they had was Tiny Dancer by Elton John, and they also had...
Tony Danza.
Yeah, and then what was that? You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones. Like, somebody had that CD with those 2 songs and probably played it about 10 times before the old Donald showed up, because he was late.
Did you manage to hook up in the bathroom?
I'm not... Bobby, we don't talk about those kind of things. All I'm saying was that I was there, and I talked to some guys on Grindr.
Well, it's just... it's not.
What did they look like?
White. They were white.
No, one of them was either Indian or some form of like dark Latino.
Oh,
kind of darker than you.
Pointing at Alex.
I'm just saying that's not something I would have ever thought of doing, but now that you've brought it up, like.
Well, now I'm more interested to see if I could get more. You know, I'm interested to see what the difference would be at a different rally. You know, if I go to a Hillary rally or a Bernie rally or a Cruz rally, you know, what are my chances of boom snap clapping it there?
I bet at a Rubio.
Oh, you're still
at
using
a Rubio
that phrase?
One, you'd see a lot of, you know.
Well, yeah, I still think he has a secret gay past, allegedly, that we broke, you know, because he is 2 degrees separated from CocoDorm.com, but
right.
That's neither... What are you hiding, Marco Rubio? What are you hiding?
We'll find out at Grindr at his rally.
Yeah. And then after the rally, I went and, you know, I stood out front and I tried to... I'll play some audio I want to share. I got audio from supporters, and then I got audio from some different protesters. The point that it started feeling uncomfortable... was he's known for just kicking people out of the rally. Anyone that comes in and protests, get him out of here, get him out of here. And everyone's like, ah. But after 2 or 3 of that, everyone standing around, like all the stereotypical just like angry dudes, it was angry. Everyone's looking and hoping that trouble erupts near them because there was a guy near me that just kept like watchdogging around. Like he was like a hawk. He was hoping, praying to God that somebody would do something so that he could like punch them in the face. You know, and when you started seeing protesters getting manhandled by other supporters, you know, someone says something, yeah, you can be asked to leave, but that doesn't mean that the supporters can go and now push you and punch you, and while the protesters going, whoa, hey man, putting their hands up. After about the 15th or 16th one of those, got a little bit uncomfortable. It did. So I got back on Grindr.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, ugh.
Well, I am really enjoying watching Trump win the nomination just because it's a culmination of everything the Republican Party's been doing for the past 12 years. It's super uncomfortable what his supporters are doing. And that... That's bad face.
I was reading an article, actually. Like, it's some like a step-by-step guide of how to move to Germany should Trump get elected. Like, it's so funny, but it's so true. Because it's the guy who's recounting, like, his experience of having moved to Germany, like, after Bush got elected the second time.
I don't think Trump... He's not going to be president.
I don't.
That's.
I mean, yeah. I mean, one would hope U.S. will get into
Bobby
mode and like.
I would normally agree with you. What was disconcerting is, number one, the number of new voters, the number of people that are coming out to vote that have never voted before. So think about how many, you know, 3/4 of people don't vote. When you tap into that, that's a lot of people. The number of people that showed up, and the big sign they have now at these Trump rallies is, I support Trump, I stand with the silent majority. It's like this whole underground thing, like, yeah, I'm the silent majority, I'm not going to admit I vote for Trump. It's kind of like how no one's going to come just right out and say, hey, I'm racist. Voting's a private thing, and if even a majority of people are getting on board with this idea of being angry or being racist or being xenophobic, you know, like, we don't have any way of quantifying that there aren't more people out there that do support Donald Trump.
It's not true. You actually do have a quantifiable thing. Pop culture in the past 4 years has been a minority discussion and minority issues. Like, it's not about, like, the vast majority of white angry people. Like, the Super Bowl, you're talking about Beyonce, like, gay marriage, that's what our country has been talking about. So, like, you have a person like Trump who, you know, represents, like, all of the backlash for all of the great things that have been happening for our civil liberties and the fact that, you know, maybe we could discuss policy and not whether or not I can get married. Nope, I lost it.
I want to play some audio.
I was like, all right then.
So after the rally, you know, I walked around.
Oh!
Yeah.
Nope, lost it.
Here's the first guy.
Outloud Orlando Radio. Why do you support Donald Trump?
He's going to bring our economy back.
Yeah?
He's going to bring our economy back. We're going to be number one. The jobs are going to come back here. They're not going to be outsourced. Hey. We're gonna be a lot wealthier, a lot more better at education system.
Do you think Marco Rubio should come clean about his secret gay past?
Okay, that was the point.
I won't comment on that. I'm not out to attack people. I'm out to build this nation.
What'd you get, Bobby? Do you remember what you were gonna say?
What? Oh, yeah. So the end of said rant was that you're... atta girl. You're discounting the power of the internet. And, like, legitimately, like, when they've been talking about elections and stuff like that, they talk about, like, how people have been discussing things. And, you know, it used to be back in the day when they compare it to, like, the 1920s election, like, blah, blah, blah. The only information source that they got was newspapers. But now people have the ability to talk to people and discuss things, you know, like racism or white privilege or gay marriage and stuff like that. And people, like, have started to understand it and expand their minds. So, my point, dear sir...
Get to it. I gotta play audio.
Sorry, is that Trump will not win.
Bobby's because calling it. Bobby says Trump will not win because of their internet.
Because of the internet.
That their internet.
Okay, then I saw this guy, and they found that he's not even old enough to vote, even though he was like 6'4", missing a couple teeth. But anyway, so here's a 17-year-old explaining why he supports Donald Trump and also why he does not like Hillary Clinton. Get ready, folks. This is legitimately real.
What are the reasons you're voting for Donald Trump?
Well, I'm 17, so I can't vote yet. But if I was a voter, I would vote for Donald Trump in a heartbeat, man. He's a true Republican, and he knows what he's talking about for sure. I don't know why these protesters are going off on this man. This man knows what he's talking about, and he's gonna change America in a heartbeat.
So you don't like Hillary Clinton?
Nah, dude, I'm not a fan of that.
Describe Hillary Clinton in three words.
Three words. She's a female. Number two is females don't rule this country, males do. And number three is a communist, for sure. She's a communist.
Bobby.
That was just...
You okay, buddy?
That's just the single stupidest thing I've ever heard. Women got the right to vote because they rule this country. The whole 1920s suffrage act, that women had told their husbands, you are going to give me the right to vote. And they made sure that the men were able to do that.
You know why I'm smiling? Alex, why do you think I'm smiling? Why do you think I'm smiling?
I don't know why you think
I think Out Loud Orlando has found its new political correspondent for 2016.
I am Hillary Clinton.
Get
away from me, capitalist.
Latino woman and daughter supporting Donald Trump.
Ma'am, how are you doing? Why do you support Donald Trump? Out Loud Orlando Radio.
Oh, why I support? Because I think he's the best.
You think he's the best, and why is that?
The best means he is honest, he is knowledgeable, he worked with the whole world mm-hmm. in business. I think that's we needed because we need jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and, what do
and
you
we
do?
Need to have money, and we have to. That's the only way in the world work.
And what do you do, ma'am?
And real estate.
All I'm hearing is taco, taco, no burrito. I have no idea what that woman just said.
So like, it's so frightening.
How would you describe Hillary Clinton in 3 words?
Hillary Clinton is cute. It's nice.
She's
but
cute. You're
really
nice.
Is, she is foolish too.
Here's her daughter. Her daughter comes up.
Are you
related? Are you friends or family or?
That's my mother. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
What's up?
How are you doing? You support Donald Trump?
All the way. Yes.
Okay. And are you Latino? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Peruvian.
Peruvian. Who do you think is scarier, Ted Cruz or Voldemort from Harry Potter?
Voldemort
from Harry Potter.
He had two faces.
How do you feel about the media being quiet about the fact that Ben Carson is Obama's second cousin?
Really? I never knew that. But, actually, Carson looks a little bit more peaceful than Obama, so you can't. It's kind of hard to believe. It was a sad part that that Carson left, though. Honestly, he was pretty good, I'm not going to lie. But it's just that he's a little soft.
Okay, so all kinds of people showing up. Can I play one more supporter?
One more.
This guy kind of died. This guy was like a 60 or 70 year old veteran of some kind. And here's Simmons.
So what are three reasons you support Donald Trump?
Well, three, huh? My name is, by the way, my name is Simmons. And I support Donald Trump. Because
come on, great school.
I was looking at all the protesters.
Yeah, I was going to talk to some of them too.
Very distracting.
Oh, look. Thank you for serving, sir.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
I actually got a picture of you.
I got bored, so I just thanked them for serving and went to go interview somebody else.
Was he a veteran?
Yeah, he was a veteran. I don't know if he knew where he was, though. I think someone needed to call the home to have a bus come pick this guy up.
It's so frightening. People have such Simmons, a limited understanding of politics.
I'm sorry. John, don't talk over Alex.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry, Alex. It's so weird and frightening how people have such like a limited understanding of politics.
But that's why I'm saying it's scary. He's tapping into something.
Yeah.
He's getting people like this to show up to a rally and register to vote for him. These are people that may not have ever registered to vote before. You know, there's a majority of people that don't vote. If that's what you tap into.
No, you have to vote this election. This election is basically a rallying call to say this is not what we're standing for.
Do you want me to play you out from a gay kid that was protesting the Trump, protesting Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Okay, the protesters were cool too. They had a lot to say. Okay, here we go. He was kind of cute, so I wanted to hit on him, so that's why I talked to him first. I like your shirt. How are you
Thank
doing?
Yeah.
I'm on Orlando Radio. So why are you out here today?
Here to protest against Trump.
Okay, so you're not a fan.
I'm not a fan.
Okay, who are you a fan of?
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
Do you think Bernie Sanders yells at kids if they come onto his lawn?
No.
He likes kids.
Yeah.
What are three reasons you like Bernie Sanders?
Well, he is for free education for college students, pro LGBT community, and he's here to raise the minimum wage.
What do you think Donald Trump is trying to hide by not releasing his elementary school transcripts?
I'm not sure, but it can't be good.
Who do you think is scarier, Ted Cruz or Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter?
Definitely Ted Cruz.
And this next guy was had like a long ZZ Top beard that had daisies, you know, like placed throughout it. So
wow.
He'd like flower decorated his man beard. Here's what he said.
That's really in right now.
And why do you support Donald Trump?
Well, he's a human. I support humans in all of their endeavors. Politically speaking, he's talking out of his asshole.
Okay. And then how was it being out here today? What was the experience like for you?
The experience is more or less like it is at all the other. I've been to 20 rallies before this.
20 rallies.
Of Donald Trump. And this was one of the more energetic rallies. I see more of a gay presence here, more of a minority presence, black and Latino.
In support or in support?
Against. From what I could tell, all of his supporters are lily white as a powdered donut in a snowstorm fighting a Yeti.
Yes.
That's. Lily white as a powdered donut in a snowstorm fighting a Yeti.
Now I remember why I'm registered as an independent.
I just want to point out, at some point, someone needs to acknowledge that I did a good job, because I found the best. This is, and trust me, this was the best there was. This was like a limited pool of audio that like could make it on the air. The rest of it was like bogus. This was the best we had. Last one we got.
Out Loud Orlando Radio. How's it going, man?
Doing all right.
Why are you out here today?
I'm here to show the people that we're not all here to steamroll Trump into the nomination. A lot of us think that he's got really offensive, negative policies that can do a lot of damage to this country.
Who do you think is scario? Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, or Voldemort from Harry Potter?
Oh, well, Voldemort, it took a while to kill him, you know? That's a good question. Ted Cruz, oh, wow, you know? I mean, the man can't even smile. He's so terrified of himself. Oof, you know.
And who are you voting for?
I plan on voting for Bernie Sanders in the upcoming...
Bernie Sanders, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Do you ever think he yells at kids if they come onto his lawn, though?
Well, you know, can you blame him? These damn kids, they just do all sorts of crazy stuff.
So Bernie Sanders, he yells at kids.
Well, you know, I don't think he yells at kids, but, you know, he probably knows people that yell at kids.
Do you think he's ever fried a half dollar and thrown it at a pork chop?
Probably not.
No, okay.
Bernie You're Sanders like the yells best at laugh kids. Track.
You're so tickled. I love it.
Because he already has that crazy hair, and I'm just imagining him on the front porch of my childhood.
Exactly.
Going, get off
He's
my
like,
lawn.
We have a free education. We have to fight and help the people. Get out of my yard. Get out right now for equality. Get out of my yard.
Do you know that you're in Florida? Like, you have a knit top and a scarf.
It gets chilly. Like, I'm not outside. I don't live outside. I'm not homeless. It's cold inside my house, so I like to feel warm inside of it.
No, I was just wondering if you knew where you were. It's fine. I've been wondering that for a while.
He's a tiny little guy, but let me just... Bobby, he's like... It's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's stupid that something this small is, like, packing. It's like...
Hi, I just became interested.
Hey, he dressed light today.
All right. Well, anyway, so, you know, like I said, if you want to see more pictures and see some of the Grindr conversations, those are all up on our Twitter and our Instagram page, @GayRadioShow. You can follow up on those. Give us a call, 407-646-2915. Let's see what we got to do. News.
Hashtag Bernie Sanders yells at kids.
Hashtag Bernie yells at kids. You know what, Alex, let's do a quick, we're going to, you know, John, can we switch yours from 10 to 7? Can we do that?
Yes.
Bobby, we have a segment now. We have a drag queen called Lady Barry Matthews on the show. You're familiar with Lady Barry Matthews?
Yeah, I think so.
She's kind of like a bigger girl. She's like a mix of different races. She's, you know, very funny. She's cute.
She won the snatch game,
and then she came and performed that night at Drink 101, where you can see Bobby bartending all the time and on other assorted weekends and nights, and he makes a great little cocktail beverage for you. And so Lady Barry Matthews has a segment called Learning with Lady Barry, where we give her just random stuff the week before, and she has to educate us. Now she's not here this week, so we had to get a substitute teacher. He couldn't show up, so old John came in. So this week's topic was going to be Texas.
Yeah.
So far, Bobby, we've learned about the Golden Girls, emus, and how emus waged war on Australian settlers back in 32 and won.
Gummy bears, Florida Turnpike, and you.
Yeah, the history of me. I basically got roasted for my birthday. So anyway, so then Texas. So
lucky.
So now it's time for Learning with Lady Barry. Substitute teacher Eric, substitute teacher John.
Maybe not as educated as a Lady Barry, but we'll see.
I love when you do that.
Texas.
She an educated queen.
Yeah, she researches, but okay, we'll go with this.
Don't read his paper, Bobby. You're going to...
Texas,
you
have to learn about the Lone Star State. It was admitted as the 28th state in the United States of America. But in 1962, at the University of Texas in Austin, Janis Joplin was voted ugliest man on campus. And there is a source for that.
This is the part of the show where I get on Grindr and look for trade. I'm sorry, go on. I'm listening.
Their state mammal is the armadillo.
Wow, that's awful.
They have more species of bats that live in Texas than anywhere else in the United States.
You know what? I love Austin. I've been to Austin, Texas. It's one of my favorite cities. I got a YouTube video about it. And they have this bridge where every night people go, like, as the sun goes down, this, like, these what's a group of bats called? Like, a horde of bats or a gaggle of bats or a... What's a group of bats called?
A swarm.
A flock of bats?
Swarm? No, I'm sure they have their own name.
A murder? A coven? A coven of bats? Anyway, the bats fly out from under the bridge. Sorry to interrupt. Go on.
the Batman fans. Oh no. Their state motto is friendship.
Right.
Their population is 26 million, yet their cattle population is 16 million. Mm. Now,
steak.
In San Antonio, a little bit of laws that are weird that Texas have.
I imagine that Texas would have weird laws on account of it's so freaking big.
They do have some weird laws. It's against the law for anyone to have a pair of pliers in his or her possession.
What? Then how are you supposed to do plier-related things?
With your fingers. It's Texas. They do it big there.
I enjoy that you were indignant, but could not name something that you would do with pliers.
He has limited life experience, okay? He's only 20. Leave him alone, all right? We're working on him. He's great. I love him.
To be fair, I don't actually know what pliers do, so I can't name something that you would do with pliers.
Then you don't have a fun sex life.
They fly.
Got him.
I'm just kidding, Bobby.
My face right now. Go on.
Okay. Well, in San Antonio, Texas specifically, it is illegal for both sexes to flirt or respond to flirtation using the hands and or the eyes.
Hey, old baby, give one of these!
No one other than a pharmacist that is registered.
What was that?
A pharmacist.
Thank you.
One more time.
Pharmacist.
Yay.
That is registered may sell condoms or other kind of contraceptives on the street or public places.
Who sells condoms on the street?
Texas likes it bare.
Texas. It's those magnums.
No. Well, no. I did. Never mind.
Three of our presidents come from Texas.
Hold on. I love our listeners in Canada. We're already getting hashtag post-cancer morality, hashtag the homo happy hour, hashtag ex-twink slayer. Thank you, Jay.
Hashtag Bernie yells at kids.
Oh, okay, yeah. Better words have never been said, words live by. Hook up with as many guys as you can. Thanks for tagging me in that one. That's great. Thanks.
Woo! We're
keep
famous.
Going.
Texas's total area is twice the size of Germany, and by the picture from my studying, I think he may be German, a little German boy.
I don't know, he'd have to take off his pants.
That's true. It is the second largest state in the United States with an area of 268,820 square miles, which is 7.4% of the total United States.
Are you, like, reading Wikipedia right now?
Yeah, like, John,
unlimited facts.
Wrap it up. There's a lot about Texas, and I'm already bored.
Okay.
You're not Lady Barry, and you're never going to be Lady Barry.
I don't want to be Lady Barry.
You're not my real drag queen, and you're never going to be the show's drag queen.
Texans consume 109 million pounds of catfish per year, and mic drop.
You've forgotten two of the most important facts about Texas.
How'd you guess?
One, that Dr. Pepper was created there, which is the most amazing beverage in the entire world.
Ew. Dr. Pepper, also a clever acronym on the show for double penetration. Per Bobby telling us a story where things went horribly round and brown sheets got thrown out the window.
That's gross, Bobby.
I hope my mom isn't listening.
Taco Bell and Dr. Pepper.
Yep. And also that the roundabout was created there.
The roundabout? Wait.
The circular cement thing that they put in the middle of intersections so you kind of can just yield
Go. Wait. They had to have had those on roads in Europe. I thought that was a European British thing, the big old roundabout.
No.
They came from Texas?
Those were invented in Texas. And, fun fact, the guy who invented them died in an accident in a roundabout.
In Texas?
Uh-huh.
Alex, I see you looking back and forth and back and forth. How do you feel? You doing good, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
I still love you just as much. Now, just because Bobby is here doesn't mean you're being
replaced. No, it's not that. It was just like I'm still like my head is reeling from how much of a rush I was in.
Okay. Very nice. Good job. Okay, Alex, it's time for some news. I think we only got like 2 days.
Yeah, but like, I mean, are we really not going to talk about like? Never mind. Okay.
Talk about what?
Yesterday was RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, we can talk about RuPaul's Drag Race, but here's the thing. You have to realize, first episode, we have to be mindful of spoilers because it's Tuesday. Secondly, it's hard to get an assessment of what I want to talk about. I'm not going to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race every week because it's on. I have to wait and start formulating opinions. We have to start waiting to see kind of who stands out. I mean, so we kind of give ourselves like a week or two or three weeks to kind of get into the Drag Race to get everyone all caught up. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sorry I didn't give you the pre-show list, so all right, go.
Okay. So, earlier this week, we reported that Indonesia banned effeminate men and drag queens from television. And not to be outdone, China has now banned all gay people from appearing on TV.
No gay people.
The new and regressive moral guidelines for broadcasting come shortly after the country pulled the plug on Addicted, a web series based off the popular Boys Love novel, Are You Addicted?, which features male teens kissing. Think of the children, because everyone loves a bunch of Asian twinks kissing. The new policy bans abnormal sexual relationships and sexual behavior, as well as witchcraft practices and feudal superstition, and grotesque criminal cases. Way to cover your bases, Chinese censors. Nope, no SVU for you. It only took 3 weeks for Addicted to get yanked off the air, but the show has since been uploaded to YouTube. And the second news story.
And the Asian twinks can get their shows.
Star Wars protagonist Luke Skywalker could be gay, according to Mark Hamill. Earlier this week, The Force Awakens...
Anyone could be gay!
Right? Director Special. With a little bit of influence and convincing. Earlier this week, The Force Awakens director J.J. Abrams said he is keen to see a gay character in the award-winning franchise. Now, actor Mark Hamill has received the Jedi hero, can have any sexuality fans want. So, your fantasy is sated.
I think that Luke Skywalker is asexual, because if you've mastered the powers of the Force and you can control things moving, things throbbing and pulsing, things moving and gyrating, you can probably, like... lightsaber yourself way better than anybody else. Like, it's kind of like, why even bother dealing with another life form of any gender if I can, you know, force my way into ecstasy and just, like, fall asleep covered in my own love?
Yeah. If I could control whether or not that got hard or not, I would be embarrassed far less than I am.
Master the Force, master the bait. So, I just read online that JJ is very much open to that. In the old days, you could get fan mail, he said, but now... fans are writing and asking all these questions.
Where do babies come from?
I'm bullied in school. I'm afraid to come out. They say to me, could Luke be gay? I'd say it is meant to be interpreted by the viewer.
I was going to kill myself because I'm gay and I hate myself, but then I found out Luke Skywalker was gay and now I'm okay with it.
Luke Skywalker is the worst.
If you think
Luke... He is kind of a whiny. He's very whiny.
I was going to go get power converters today. You're not my father.
You want to go into laugh tracks.
You need to go into laugh tracks, Bobby.
Anyhow, if you think Luke is gay, of course he is. You should not be ashamed of it. Judge Luke by his character, not by who he loves. Many fans have been wondering when an openly gay character will appear in the galaxy far, far away. And Abrams thinks it's definitely going to happen.
Very soon.
Although Abrams gave no specific details regarding which characters may or may not be LGBT, many fans already have their suspicions, and it's not Luke Skywalker.
It's R2-D2.
It's Jabba the Hutt, clearly.
No, it's R2-D2.
Last year, Star Wars The Force Awakens featured a close bond between Resistance pilot Poe Dameron and Stormtrooper Finn.
C-3PO is way gayer. Right. Than R2-D2.
Right, and like R2-D2 is like his little buddy. It's like Sam and Frodo.
Thanks for checking in on Twitter, Kate. She says we are making her laugh. We made her day.
Yay, but day. Like R2-D2 and BB-8 is like... Or C-3PO is like Andy Warhol, like asexual, not gay.
No, R2-D2 like goes around the galaxy and just sticks his little prongy thing in any hole that he finds.
No, C-3PO way more gay. R2-D2 is like little buddy, you know?
Yeah.
Right, little buddy gay.
I'm trying to set up an interview with these folks. They've been getting some steam on Twitter. If you want to follow at Twinks for Trump, there's a group of people called Twinks for Trump, and their whole reference is Twinks love daddies. Donald Trump is the ultimate daddy. Vote for daddy 2016. So every time Trump farts or blows his nose, these twinks are losing their mind because they're all, you know, Twinks for Trump and loving daddy.
Is it real or is it like satire?
I'm pretty sure it's semi-satirical, although it does kind of play up stereotypes. You yourself are, well, I would qualify you as a, well, he doesn't want to be called a twink because that's too stereotyping for who he is because he's a cool little guy, but you're a freaking twink, almost cursed, and you like daddies, so do you like Donald Trump?
No, I mean, I like Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
No, I'm done.
That is ultimate daddy right there.
All right, so first thing I learned this week was that Bobby is back. Second thing I learned this week was all the...
He really is a hipster. Like, he literally just said his, like, ultimate daddy is a Canadian...
Political
like,
daddy.
But here's the
political
thing,
daddy.
You can't call him that directly to his face because then he gets self-conscious about it. So you just kind of, like, you just kind of rub his back and massage his ego.
Don't call it a twink to its face! I already mocked the child's clothing. Like, I think he's gonna get self-conscious. We've been done.
Oh, Alex is one of the coolest people I know. This is what he's my ride or die. He's my ride or die right now. We're friends.
Hey.
We have a complete platonic relationship.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Except for that. Never mind. Okay. Third thing I learned this week.
Library.
We didn't do anything in the library. We met at the library and then we hung out and we went geocaching.
Geocaching.
You're such a nerd. Like, oh God.
All right, third thing I learned this week was, and I was going to talk about it last week, I never want to have it appear that I'm being biased in any way, shape, or form. I've not been shy at all for the last 2 years about talking about PrEP, specifically the medication put out by Gilead Pharmacies known as Truvada, and how this medication taken on a regular basis can make you are 99% protected against infection from HIV when you take this medication. It's a way to protect yourself. Now, is it an excuse to not use condoms? No, you should protect yourself, but it's another way to protect yourself, and I've been very vocal about it because I think it's important that people know about it. You talk to your doctor about it. A lot of doctors and insurances cover it. You know, my insurance covers it. A lot of different organizations have services in place that help cover the cost of the medication if you don't have insurance that covers it, and it's been hailed as, you know, basically a wonder drug. I would be remiss in my duties as a broadcast journalist and just as an honest person if I didn't talk about this story. There has been the first documented case of a guy contracting HIV while on PrEP. And I waited about a week for it to come out because, one, we didn't have enough time last week. I didn't want to skirt through it. Two, I wanted to kind of hear more information about it. And so this is information. So this is for the first time researchers have documented a case in which an individual taking Truvada daily as a preventative measure has contracted HIV, but it was a multi-drug resistant strain of the virus. The 44-year-old man, identifying only as Joe, had been on PrEP for 2 years before contracting HIV. He took it every single day. He was on a full regimen with his insurance. He took it every day between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., so consistently taking this medication every single day. They say that some people choose to, you know, take disco dosages where they'll take it this month if they know they're going to be going down to white party or to gay or to gay days, or if they know they're going to be extra slutty, they take it then. But he took it every single day to have the maximum effectiveness. He's been very honest about his story. I think it's worth sharing this information. He was asked whether taking PrEP ultimately affected his use of condoms. He said, yes, definitely. To be honest with you, I stopped using them after going on PrEP. I was such a big proponent of it, and if I was chatting with someone on a hookup site that wanted to use them, that was usually a deal breaker for me because I enjoy having sex, and if I'm having to do this or wear this, I didn't enjoy it as much. So he knows it was a calculated risk for him to do what he wanted.
BB only.
Yeah, well, don't say that. They're going to think you're like, you know, offering. You're not. Don't solicit people to BB you, bro. Not on my radio show. This radio show is not your Grindr profile.
Stop.
Bobby, you know what Alex's Grindr profile says? It's amazing. It says, treat me to a salad before you toss mine.
I wanted something that said, I'm witty, but I ain't no prude.
So his test came back positive with the P24 antigen strand of the virus. He thought it was a false positive. That's not true. This is a resistant strand of the virus. His he thinks he knows who gave it to him, and his whole theory that he talks about openly in this report is, he says, I prefer to have sex with guys that are HIV positive, because if they know they're HIV positive and they're taking care of themselves and they're undetectable and they're on meds, he says, if I'm on PrEP and you're undetectable, that's like there's a negative 10% chance of anything happening. So he hooked up with a guy that you know, didn't really know his status and kind of, you know, pussyfooted around the whole, well, do you know, do you not know? And this guy said he was negative when he might have just been a big old whore that never, you know. So ultimately, go and get tested and know your status, dude. I think we're reaching a point in society and in gay culture where your status is not, I feel that even if someone's positive, I don't discriminate based on status anymore because the times have changed. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean the same thing it used to mean. Now, does everyone have their choice or their preference? Yeah. But at the very least, if you know you're negative, know that, share that. If you know you're positive, know that, take care of yourself, get on meds, be healthy, be undetectable. Live a full, fulfilling life. It's when you're infected and you don't know your status that you are putting yourself and others at risk because you're not simply going to go and get checked. So that's why testing is still paramount.
I've been tested for 17 years.
Yeah. He goes, knowledge is power. He talks about why he shared his story. He goes, yeah, PrEP is a calculated risk. It's important for people to know there's a possibility as opposed to the fantasy that there are no recorded infections on PrEP. At least now there's one. It makes it more real. And I tell people, it didn't work for me, but I still think it's great. If I had to do it all over again, I would still go on PrEP. I just wouldn't have had sex with that specific person. You know, so that's neither here nor there. I guess I just felt, you know, I'm not going to, because we've talked before, you know, Truvada should sponsor this freaking show with as much promotion as I've given them over the last 2 years. How does that make you feel? Like, Alex, because you just got tested last week. You know your status.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Fifi O'Hara. Oh, God.
What?
Memories.
He gets disgusted by the fact that I am good at what
you,
I do.
No, you showed us a picture. That was the thing.
I didn't show you the video?
Fifi, stop. Was a video?
Look at me having morals and standards and respecting people's privacy.
Oh, God.
Wow. Fifi O'Hara, you're a real Aaron Andrews over there.
What?
Who?
She was a lady who got...
Sports lady.
Oh, $55 million for the Marriott? Okay. Yeah. Alex, what do you think about all that?
I guess it's kind of like a little bit scary. I remember like at my test, the counselor told me that I'm not like a big enough hoe to even get on PrEP. Like he said, you know, PrEP is actually really for guys who just cannot and will not use a condom. Like that's who it's mainly for.
I don't think that's true at all.
I don't get like the sex shaming or like even like trying like. Why? I don't understand the people in our community who are so against this that they have to tell people not to do it.
John, you're a little older than the rest of us here. Like, what is that? Is it like a generational thing? Or, I mean, because we've talked about situations that you've been involved with before. And, you know, what do you think that is? Where's the slut shaming coming from? Because PrEP was really getting hit hard when it first came out.
Yeah, because they were called Truvada whores.
Mm-hmm.
That actually wasn't started as a derogatory term.
It was empowerment to start, and then they turned it into a shaming term.
I get to be a whore.
You Truvada hoe.
I mean, the psychology is there, though, to be honest. If you yourself have, like, the personal confidence that no matter what you do, you can't contract HIV, you are going to be a little bit more of, like, a sexually active person. A lot more of a sexually active person because you don't
want to... Allegedly. Well, yeah, you are.
Self-responsibility.
Self-responsibility? What's that?
We can't go breaking down stereotypes without first proving them wrong, but I mean, if we keep proving them right, then...
If I'm going to create stereotypes, you better damn well believe I'm going to have a fun time doing it.
It's just one thing that, like, you know, at least for me as a gay man and, you know, after when AIDS was really bad, for me, Truvada is just like, you know, because that's always something that you think about, like, during sex, like... I've never been completely comfortable doing it because even if you're wearing condoms, like it's kind of like, did something slip out? Like, what am I doing? Like, and I just don't understand why you would be against being able to
protect yourself one step further
and take that feeling away from people where they could just really enjoy themselves.
I think here's as our outro music starts to play and then we'll catch up with and recap the show. I think that it's from older gay people that unfortunately had to go through the epidemic, you know, the high times of AIDS and like see all their friends die. So they're all bitter and pissed off that they had to use condoms. So they didn't get to have a really fun, unprotected sex life. So now they're all like, oh, look at them kids these days on their PrEP, on their Truvada, just barebacking away. Look at that. It's kind of like, dude, I would be bitter and pissed off if I saw other people enjoying their sexual youth way more than I got to. And now they're trying
60.
To ruin my good time.
Until they turn 60 and then they're a daddy.
And then they're in daddy.
Bring that full circle.
As our outro music starts to play, John, thank you very much for coming in and filling in today. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
I'll be honest, I don't remember a single thing you said about Texas, but I'm glad you're here.
I don't either, but I'm glad I'm here, and thank you.
And then Alex, man, thank you for showing up. Did you have fun today?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Do you think we should have Bobby back on if he'd like to come on again
absolutely.
Sometime?
I love him.
He's good. And I love you. We need to hang out this week and do something. We need to have an adventure this week.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing after the show?
I have something at 6 o'clock, and then I have something at 8 o'clock, so I can't really hang out this afternoon.
Oh, God. You're terrible.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you for
having me. Did you have a good time?
I did. I had a great time.
Cool, man. You know, like I said, sometimes two small leaps are better than one big one, and it was glad to have a really important piece of the show's history. The show wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for Bobby and Rob kind of being a part of it in those formative years, and really glad to have you back on. I always love what you contribute to the show. You are welcome anytime, and we'll talk off the air, but it was a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, I wish you enough.
We know what you did last Trump rally.
I'm Justice, and I love you. Hey, Bobby, you're going to hear yourself in the outro.
Yay! I love me.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlet Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was wonderful. The gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez.
It's a talking entertainment show. I host it. I want it to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me on the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
Hour. Why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
could
such
not.
A good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior Princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all
food. Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha-ha.
I've been dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.